Here, Daf Yudam Ralph by the Mishnah. Hete Nedorim Porchim Biavir. It's halacha that if you make a neder, you have a right to go to the Chochem to be matzah, to take away the neder. It's called Porchim Biavir, hangs in the ear. In other words, V'yein Lehem Amashi Yismuchu. There's no real mocker in the Torah, there's no real place that says you couldn't make a Toros Nedorim. It's called Stam Halacha, that's like, there's nothing really to be Semich on. Rashi says, "Atoros nedorim shomru chachomim shachocha matiras aneder mat remez yesh b'mikra." It's a very small place in the Torah that talks about it. V'yein amal ismoich elo shekach shekein moslo chachomim b'torah shabapeh. You have to say it's tam halacha b'apeh that when you make a neder, there's such halacha chacham could be matir the neder. Hilchos Shabbos, the halacha is about Shabbos. The chagigos, the loch of bringing a korban chagiga on Yom Tov, or the hamilos, loch also the issa mila. If you're being nene from hegdish, that you're moil, you have to bring a korban mila. Is harayim kharorim hatluyim besara. The same thing. They're like big mountains hanging by hair. Shein mikromat v'halochis merubis. They're very small psukim. It says very little about it in the Torah, but there are a lot of lochas about it. Now Rashi says, Hilchos Shabbos, yesh ben alochas shein tluyas b'remez mikra mu'at. Not all Hilchos Shabbos, just means in these cases, some halachas that the Gemara will explain has a very small remez in the Torah, and mainly it's from Baal Peh that we know these halachas. Vaita hadinim, v'yahavoydus, hadinim is loch Hilchos Psak bezdim, and bezdim paskin dinim omnis, or else v'yahavoydus, the loch of bringing karbonus. When the Kanim do the avoida by Korbin, Hatahiros, the loch is of Tyros, what's Tor, what's Tomei, Vatmeyos, what's Tomei, the Arois, the loch is of Arois, which each is mutter to you, not mutter to you, Yeshlen Amash Yismuchu, there the Torah says a lot about him, there's a lot of psukim about these halachas of Dinim, of avoida and Tyra, and Tume, and Arois, Vehenein Gufei Torah, that's called Gufei Torah. So Rashi says, B'gemara Porich, like what does it mean? This is the goof. This is the main part of the Torah. The other halachas are also main parts of the Torah. So we'll see in the Gemara exactly what does it mean. That punkt over here, it's called Gufei Torah. So the Gemara. Tanya will learn like this. Rabbi Eliezer Roimer, Yesh le mamashi yismuchu. Like she come out like argues on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Het in the Dorim. Does not have a smach from the Torah. He says, yes, there is a smach. There is a place to rely on from the Torah. Shenema, the Pesach says two times, Kiafli, Kiafli. Shtei Pomim. Is Achas Haflo Yisr? One is coming to tell us when you make a neder to ask us something, you have to speak it out clearly. The Achas Haflo Leheter. There's another Inyan of Bimata the Neder. You could take away the neder. That's what the Torah says two times, Kiafli. So this is the Mokor to Bimata the Neder. So Rashi says it means, Kiafli Shtei Pomim. Echod Bi'erchin. When you want to make the value of yourself hegdish, v'yechud b'nozir, says kiyafli neder v'yerkechum. When you speak out clearly how much you are valued, you want to be makdish. Kiyafli lindor neder nozir. When you want to make a neder, to come a nozir, it's also considered like a neder. So it says two times in these two pashas, the word yafli. So achas haflo liyisir, kule haflo loshen pirish. Haflo means you have to explain yourself very well. Ketakuma, the Targum says, Are Yafrish, you have to explain yourself. Now, Voloma Kosov Aflo Bishnaim, why do I have to say by both Pashas that both an Indian of Neder? So if you have to explain yourself in the Lashon of Neder for one, for Erechin, Pshit, it's the same halacha by Nozir. Is Achas Kishapirish, Vinodar, Vyosar Atzma Beneder. One has come to teach us when you make the Neder to ask for something upon yourself, you have to speak it out clearly. Vyachas, another time it says it, Shechoizim Aforish Tafnei Achochim. When you go in front of the Chochem, for Yoimar, Kein no darti, lodas, Kein no darti, alvodas, Kein lo no darti. You want to be matter the nether and say, true, I made the nether, but only on this condition and not on that condition. For Rehu bol l'day charoto, and now you have charoto, you feel bad that you made the nether. U'mitoich kach bol l'day heter, and because of that, the Chochem will be matter the nether, so that's the Sloshen of Kiyafli also explain the charoto clearly. So this is the mocker that you could be matter in nether. Weiter, Rabbi Yeshua Reimer, Yeshlem Amash Yismuchu. Yeshua said there's another pasuk to be soimich for Hatoras Nedarim. Shinyam the Apostle says in Tehillim, David HaMelech said, Hashem Nishbate Biapi, I swore in my anger. So it's Mashma Biapi Nishbate V'chazati Boi, like I swore when I was anger, but really angry, but I didn't mean it. So Mela could be Chayzer. So that's a right, and you made a Shvuah, and you have Charot later, you could be Mata the Shvuah. Trashi Nishbate Biapi, me to come Biapi, my anger I made, I swore, Mashma Yochel Ani Lishalalov, I could take it away. Because the reason why I swore, because I was angry. For lay me das mi yeshev, not in my peaceful mind, nishbati. So yeshlumud mikan shamaitzi pesach with nidroi. If somebody has an excuse, like why he wants to take away the neder, he has a right to take it away. He goes to the chacham. The chacham will be matter the neder. From another pasuk, shenam the pasuk says kol nediv liboy. The master of div leiv, your leiv, your heart has to want to give to the Melechas HaMishkan, which was a neder. You'd be menadah the money to the Mishkan. So Rashi says, "Kol nediv liboy heviyu, imoidenu liboy noidvoy olov." Master, if your heart still wants to give, then give yovi. V'yim mischarut, if your heart now changes its mind and does not want to give the money anymore, yatiruloi. Master, you could stop. You don't have to give it. So mashma this neder, to give the money, you could be matter it to say only when you want. And when you don't want, you could be matter the neder. Chananya ben Achai, Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, Chananya the brother, the son of the brother of Rabbi Achai says, that yesh lema mash yismchu, from another posik. Shenem ra posik set until him, nishpati v'yakaimo lishma mishpatei tzikecha. I made a promise, and I'm going to keep it. Rashi nishpati v'kaimenu midikom avaykaimo. Since he says he will keep the promise, mechlal it's mashma the imrotsa shloi lekayim matirunoi. If he wants to not to keep, he doesn't have to keep it. He's saying a chiddush. I'm going to keep the promise. Mashma, if you don't want to, there are ways you don't have to, which means you could be matir the neder. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, I havoi hosem, some Yehuda in the name of Shmuel saying, if I would have been there, Amri lehul didi adifa miditchu, I would have said, the posse that I have to bring the raya from is better than all your psukim. Shenem Mar posse says like this, lo yachel devoroi, like when you do make a neder, you have to keep it and don't make it in vain. Keep it. So he darshin, hu ein amoichel, he can't make his words in vain. Avol acherim moichel loi, but somebody else could be Michael, could make his nether in vain, can make it no more nether. That means a chacham could be matter the nether. So this is the drasha of Hatoras Nedarim. And Omar Rova says, Lekulu is lepircha. It's not true. All the first psukim we could have a kasha. It's not a real good makor, it's more mashma at the Mishnah, that those makoros are not good makoros. Levar medi Shmuel. Only Shmuel, that's the only real good makor. The less lepircha, on him I have no question. If Stam Reb Lezer's Rosh, it says the word Kiafli two times, that's not extra for our Torah's Nedarim. It says two times the word Kiafli for Reb Yehuda's Halacha. Titania, Reb Yehuda Oimer Mishum Reb Tarfin, Li Oilom Ein Echod Mihem Nozir, Shelo Nitnu Nizir Selo Laflo. In the case that two people come and decide that the case is there, somebody's walking down the road, and they don't know if he's a Nazir or not. So one person says, if he's a Nazir, I want to be a Nazir. And the other one says, if he's not a Nazir, I want to be a Nazir. Now right now, we don't know what the person is. So at the time when they both said the Lashon and the Nazirus is not Chal, because we did not know which one is yes and which one is not. So even later, when we find out which person, if he was really a Nazir or not, and then later when we find out he's a Nazir, so the one that says, if he's a Nazir, I want to be a Nazir, really should be a Nazir. Still the Lacha is, no, he's not a Nazir. Because it has to be a flaw. Kiafli means you have to speak out clearly at the time you spoke it out that you want to be a Nazir. Right then we have to know for sure you're a Nazir. And if at that time we had a doubt what you meant, we only could understand it later if it's really true or not, there's no Din Naziris. So that's what the Pasuk says, two times Kiafli. When you speak out the word, you want to be a Nazir, at that time it has to be definite that you're a Nazir, and not a doubt at that time. Fighter. So Melo, it's not extra the word Kiafli. Even Rabbi Yeshua, if from Yeshua's Pasuk it says, Second was Ashenishbati Biapi, you want to learn out from. Dil Mochikoma, Biapi Nishbati Vloyadarnabe, just the opposite. Even though like I swore my anger, but still I'm keeping it, I'm not being chayzer, because I can't. Maybe once you make a shvua, there's nowhere to be matarit. Hani Madu Rabbi Yitzchok, Dilma Madafuke Madishmuel. If from Yitzchok's halacha, that he said, the pasuk says, called Nadiv Liboy, Mashma only calls him on your heart desires to give, you have to give. But when your heart changes its mind, you don't have to give anymore. That's not the pshat that you could be chayzer, but rather Kiddishmuel. To Yomash Shmuel, Gomar Beliboy. If somebody makes up in his mind, clearly, I want to make a neder. Is the locha tzorech sheyotzi b'svasov? Nothing doing. You have to speak it out with your mouth. If it doesn't come out of your lips, it's not called a neder. A neder means you have to speak out. Rashi goma beliboy shivuai neder hegdish. Anything that you just made up in your mind, but you didn't speak it out yet, it's no good. That's the sposa called nadiv liboy. Yeah, v'okam ashmulon the afagad lohotzi b'svasov. Yeah, it means lafuke with the Shmuel. Shmuel says that Goma Beliboy Tzorach Shetzi B'Sfosov. Shmuel says if you just don't make up in your mind to make the nether, it's not chal. Well, Kamash learned from this Pasuk, we see not like that. Here the Pasuk says, Kol Nadiv Liboy, what's the Chiddush here? That even though you did not speak it out prepare, just with your lave, you thought in your mind, you want to give the money for tzedakah, you want to make a nether to give it to Egdish, it's chal the nether. That's what the Pasuk is teaching us. Even though you did not speak it out, still it's chal. So the Pasuk is not talking about being chayzer, retracting your nether, but rather it's talking about how the nether is chal in the first place. Even beliboy, with your life, with your mind, you could also make an edder. Invite this from the last pasuk. Ima de Chananya ben Achai, Rabbi Yeshua, Dilma Kerav Gidol. Maybe it's going to call Rav Gidol then. Omar Rav. To Yom Rav Gidol, Omar Rav. Minayin shenishboyim lakayin es mitzvah. How do we know there's an Indian, it's something good to do, to make an edder or a shua, that you will do mitzvahs? Even though like this time, you're not supposed to make an edder, it's no good. But if you make the neder for the purpose to be mezaruz yourself, to make yourself do mitzvahs, that's good. Like everybody knows, if you make a neder, you wake up tomorrow morning to go to shacharis, so the mice you get up in the morning. But if you just said and don't make a neder, you won't get up so fast. So in such a case, it's a good thing to do, to make a neder or a shvua, to do mitzvahs. Because that will be mezaruz you, that will be give you a chiyuv to do it. How do we know this? Shenem, the pasuk says, Nishpati v'yakayma, lishma mishpatei tzikecha. I made a shvua in order to mekayim, to put upon myself the obligation to do the mitzvahs. So you see, there's an inyan to do it. So that's what the pasuk means. But not to say, if you want to be chayzer, you could be chayzer. So the Mori Elo, lishmuel, less lo pircha. But according to Shmuel, there's no pircha. That's the best pshat. That the Torah says, lo yachal devaroi. You cannot make your neder in vain. You have to keep it. So the deek is, you can't do it. But ho'achar, somebody else, could be meichel the neder. If you go to a chacham, he could be mat to the neder. So tomorrow, Omar Rova, v'itayme Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, haino the yarmu inchi, this is what people say. Tova chode pepolto charifto, it's good to have one sharp pepper, mimole tin of the curry, for the whole basket's full of not sharp ones. In other words, Shmuel is saying a sharp shot, his shot is better than everybody else. Weiter. Then the Mishnah also said Hilcha Shabbos. Hilcha Shabbos also, there's no real asmacht in the Torah for certain halachas. It's also called Kahar Hatluyim Besara, like a mountain that's hanging by hairs. What does that mean for the Gemara? Michtav Ksivan. Well, the Torah says a lot about Shabbos. You can't lasasakom malacha. The Torah says not to do malachas on Shabbos. So what do you mean to say Hilcha Shabbos is not written in the Torah? Strashim Michtav Ksivan. Tuva Azorah Siva B'Shabbos. My mikra muet to kama matnisin. What does the Mishnah say? There's a small amount of psukim. The Torah talks about a lot about Shabbos. So Mora says loy tzricho lekid rababa. The Mishnah means to say Rababa's case. The yom rebiaba ha choyfe guma b'Shabbos. Somebody digs a hole in the ground on Shabbos. V'yein tzorach el liyafora. Your purpose is because you need the dirt. You're not doing it to make the hole, to use the hole. You're doing it because you need the dirt. The halacha is potter lay. Shno you potter. Even though by making a guma, making a dirt, a hole, it depends where you're doing it. If you're doing it out in the fields, it's an issa mishum charisha. You're being charish to karka. If you're doing it inside your house, it's an issa mishum binyan. You're building, you're making a hole in your house, that's called binyan. But that's only if you want the hole. But here that the person wants the dirt, he does not care for the hole, so it's called the malacha shein tzricha legufa, and therefore you put him in the raisa. You don't need the hole, you just need the dirt. So Mor says the chura command, Krabi Shimon, the chura is saying like Krabi Shimon shita, to yom ha-malacha shein tzricha legufa, potter alei. That since you don't need the actual malacha, here the actual malacha is either making the hole in your house, like a binyan, or else in the field being chorish to karka, making the karka soft in order to plow it later, but that's not your purpose, you don't want that. You just want the dirt. So therefore, medirais yipotah. So the chur is only going according to the Shmuel Shita. The Gemara says no. Here Rabab is going afilu teimel Rabbi Yehuda. Even if you want to say Rabab goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that usually Rabbi Yehuda says a malacha shein tzrich legufa is still chayiv. L'mais you're doing the malacha, you're chayiv. Another case is if you capture an animal that you don't really want the animal to use, you just want to capture it, it shouldn't hurt you. So that's also called a malacha shein tzrich legufa. But according to Rabbi Yehuda though, you're chayiv. If so, why does Rabbi Abba say over here, if you dig this hole to get the dirt out, you putter, even though you don't need the hole, but Lamaisi, you made the hole, and you're miskaven, you know what you're doing. It's not a tour of any miskaven over here. You know what you're doing. So Gemara says, still here, you putter. Hoson misakin, hocha mekalkal. The other places, the malach is, even though it's saying tzruch legufam, rakol ponim, it's a tikkin, what you're doing. Therefore, you chayiv according to Rabbi Yehuda. But hocha mekalkal, here you're ruining. You're making a hole in the ground. If you don't want that hole, you're ruining your ground. If you don't want the hole in the fields, you're ruining the field. So since it's a kilkul, here you put me because of Yehuda. Rashi says, "Afilu teim Rabbi Yehuda te'pol legalei." That argues on Rabbi Shimon. Moide ba'ach guma. Here is moide that you putter. Dielu hasam hakoyv resameis mesakenu. If somebody carries out his mace, the other case is, if you carry out a mace to bury on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Shimon, you put him in the Raisa. It's called the Malacha Shein Tzrich Legufa. Because in the Mishkan, the Malachas of Aitzor was, you need for yourself the purpose of the Aitzor. You're carrying outside a Sefer Torah to use it. But here you're carrying outside the mace to bury him, you do not need the mace for yourself. So therefore it's called the Malacha Shein Tzrich Legufa. We have Yehuda holds Yechayiv, because I call upon him, it's a tikkun, what you're doing. You're carrying out the mace to bury the mace. There's a tikkun, I call upon him, you're fixing up for the mace's sake. That's why you're chayiv. Mashenkin over here, it's mekalkal. Fahai choyfe guma mekalkalu es chatzeri. Here, if you do not need that hole, all you need is just the dirt. By taking out the dirt and making a hole, you're ruining your ground. So therefore, in the house or in the field, it's called a kilkul, and therefore kilkul is potter midiraisa on Shabbos. Gemara says, if so, my kaharora matli masara. What does it mean? This halach yilcha Shabbos is like a mountain hanging on hairs that's not doesn't say clearly in the Torah. Rashi, my kaharim, the kama masdisin, the mashma sheish ksas remes min haTorah luma zel ma remes. Mashma is a little mucker in the Torah to know this halacha. So coming out now, the chiddush of Mishnah means is mekalkal. That if somebody does a kilkul, you dig a hole in the ground and you're ruining the ground, you should know you put the midiraisa. How do we know this, that if you do a malacha, but you're mekalkal, you're ruining it, you're ruining something, you put the midiraisa? Pasuk says, Malechas machshev es osra Torah. Malechas machshev aloik siva doesn't say clearly in the Torah, then you know malechas machsheves. But that's why mekalkal is potter, because it's called the malechas of a, it's not called malechas machsheves. Torah only asked on Shabbos Melechas Machshavas, and the Kilkul is not called the Melacha Machshava. So Rashi says, Melechas Machshavas, Shamachshava, Choshva Bedaitoi. You have to have in mind to do it. V'nizkavin lo. V'zelo nizkavin lo lebinyin. Here you didn't have it in mind so much when you dug the hole to make a binyin there. V'zikach potter. V'zel remez mat. Ilo Melechas Machshavas b'Shabbos loik siva. It doesn't really say it. Ela b'mishkanu this siva. It only says it by the Mishkan. Now, ulefi shesomach bepashas vayakil, pashas Shabbos, lepashas Mishkan, since in pashas vayakil, it says one next to another, the Indian of Shabbos, and the Indian of the Mishkan, on ulemeidim meleches machshevas l'Shabbos. We learn now that Hilchos Shabbos also needs a meleches machshevas. But the Torah does not say it directly by Shabbos, it only says it by the Mishkan. But we learn now Hilchos Shabbos from the meleches of the Mishkan. So therefore, the reason why Kilkul on Shabbos is potter, because it's a chsar and a meleches machshevas. On Shabbos, you have to have a melecha machshevas, a choshev a melecha, and a Kilkul is not called it. Yeah. So Machloikas Taka, famous Machloikas Rashi and Tosfos, exactly what a melecha shen tzrich legufa is. Like here Rashi's mashma Tosfos says, Pirish Rashi, shen tzrich legufa, means that you don't care for it. If it was up to you, you wouldn't have this whole here altogether. All you want really is just to have the dirt. That's all. If you could have the dirt without making a hole, you'd be happy about it also. But making the hole, the chal you don't have in mind, you don't want the hole. That's the way Rashi learns. Here, when you dig the hole, the reason why you put them in the raisa, it's saying tzrich l'gufa means, because if it was up to you, b'ritzoinoi, you would not make this hole. You would just have the dirt. Tosfos doesn't like this pshat. Tosfos has a lot of kasha, and therefore Tosfos learns the pshat that has to be daima to the Mishkan. That the melacha, Tosfos says, l'chein yir l'ri, the farish shein etzorach likra sherish yisr, that we learn out from the Mishkan what the purpose of the melachas were. When you do a melacha, it has to be for the same purpose why they did it in the Mishkan. The great lacha, shein etzorach l'guma, shiyam melacha. Like, you're not doing it for the purpose of making a hole. In the Mishkan, when they did Harisha, or when they did Binyan, they did it for the purpose of the hole. Here, you're not doing it for that purpose. V'chein moitzi meis b'mita, v'harba in the Cheshiva Perka Matzniya, v'edom al mlechas ha-Mishkan, shoyen tzrichim likir ha-mlecha, mechavim mishum tzarech ha-pchomim, that all the mlechas did in the Mishkan, they needed what they did for the purpose of what they're doing. But here, you don't need it for the purpose of making a hole, you just need the dirt. But making the hole, you don't need it. So you don't need the purpose of the hole. It's not called Melechus Machshevas Yipotah on Shabbos. So it's called Kahararim, because it doesn't say clearly in the Torah. It only says it by the Mishkan, and Shabbos learned out from the Mishkan. But then the Mishkan says Chagigos. The halacha to bring a korban Chagiga on Yontif also does not say clearly in the Torah. For the Gemara, no. Michta Ksiva, the Torah says clearly. We had before to bring a korbanos, a korban Chagiga. So Rashi could have meaning Liel, Mivichagoysa Moisai. Possibly Mivichagoysa Moisai, like make a chag, means on Yom Tif, bring a korban chagiga. Bring a shlomim, l'shem chagiga. So how come our Mishnah says the Torah does not say it clearly? So Gemara says, Lo tzricha likadiyom ale rapapal abaya. Like Rapapa said to Abaya, Mimai dahai vichagoysa Moisai. Chag l'shem zvicha. How do you know when the Possibly says vichagoysa Moisai? You should make like a Yom Tif means. That you should make a korban special l'shem diyomtiv means to bring a korban chagiga. Dilma choygeg chodakom rachmona. Maybe the Torah just means like to have a big feast, have a big suda. That's all, but not that you have to bring a korban. So Rashi choygeg chaga laharbe simcha. Maybe the Torah just telling you have a big suda on yomtiv. That's all. Dilma choygeg chodakom rachmona. But this pasuk v'chagoyse moise chag l'shem. How do you know it means a korban chagiga? Maybe it just means have a big meal. So the Mariela may elamiyativ, so the Yechsiv, the Pesach says in Shemois, Vayechoy guli ba midbar, that they had a chagiga. In the midbar, hochi namu de choygu chagu. So there the Pesach also just mean to say that they had a big suda. That's all it meant. Vechitayim, and maybe hochi namu, that's all it meant to say. That all they had there was just a big suda. That's all. For Yechsiv, the Pesach says, Vayoyme Moshe, Gam ato titem yodenu zvochim v'yolus. As they are talking about when Moshe told Paro, let the clients will go out, because Hashem told us we should go into the Midbar, and it says, v'choygu li b'midbar, and we should have a chag to Hashem in the Midbar. So Poshet Moshe told Paro that we have to bring korbanos there. So Gemara is saying no. Maybe he didn't mean to say Hashem said we have to bring korbanos. Hashem just says he wants to come to the Midbar and have a big suda, a big meal in the Midbar. If so, what does the pasuk mean that Vayeme Moshe Kamato Titem Yodenu Zvachim V'Yelus? That Moshe told Paro, not only are you going to send us out, but you're even going to give us korbanos, you give us animals to make a korban, to make an oilus. So you see clearly that when they did go out into Midbar, there was a chiyuv for them to bring a carbon. How do we know it? Because the pasuk says, V'yechaygu liba Midbar. Mashma V'yechaygu means a carbon. So Gemara says, no. Dil ma'achit kama rachmona. Maybe this is what Moshe meant to tell Paro. It's like the Torah is saying like this. Ochlu v'shasu. V'yechaygu chaga. That's all. Go out to the Midbar and eat. Have a big meal. That's all. Yachem rachmona. Ochlu v'shasu v'chaygu. Chaga. So the Mara kamoy l'sak v'daitach. Rashi, v'chaygu chaga kamoy. That's all, yeah. Rashi, v'hai zvachim the crow, that Moshe told Paro, you're going to have to give me animals. Lav shlomim ninu. He didn't mean to say because we're going to have to bring a korban shlomim. Hele v'zovachta b'osel echol. It just means to say there's going to be a mitzvah to have a sudur in the midbar. Lo klai yisrael together should have a sudur in the midbar. And we're going to need animals there to eat to have the sudur. But maybe there's no korbanos involved. So right, we're back to the kasha. How do we know v'yechaygu means a lashon korban chagiga? Maybe it just means to have a big suda. Yeah, let's go more. Dilma ochakam rachmona. Ochlu v'shasu v'chaygu chaga kamoy. That's all. Just go out to the midbar and have a feast there. Have a big suda there. So Gemara says, lo yisak adayetach. No, you can't think like that. The pasuk says, v'lo yolin chaylev chagi yadoker. You can't leave over the fat of the korban until the morning. Like the fat means the emurim. When you bring a korban, there's a mitzvah to be maktir, to put the emurim, the fats on the mizbeach. And if you don't burn it up until the night, till the next morning, it's called noiser. Now, the sakra daitach, the chaykuhu, if you want to say in the midbar, all they did was just had a feast, a private feast there, a suda of chulin, tarbal achog islay. When you eat your own private sudas, do you have to have fats? Like fats is treif. In nalarit the chelav of an animal. Sakim it says, lo yolam, don't leave over your fat until the next morning. So Marin says, v'dil mochit kav rachmona. This is what Torah meant to say. Chelav habo bizman chag. The apostle just means to say, any chelav you have during a yomtif, in other words, when you do bring a korban, lo yolam, don't leave it over, that's all. Not that you have a chiyuv to bring a korban shlamim, but any time you do bring a korban shlamim, you should know, don't leave over the chelav till the next morning. So Rashi, chelav abob is manachag, that means in bois, lakrev korbanos, if you do decide to bring a korban, nidrecha beregel, that you made a neder to bring a korban once, and you want to bring it now on the regel, on yomtif, the lacher is lo yolin, chutzlam is beach balois hashachar. If you shechted the korban by daytime, you have a right to be makdeh to burn the fat, the emurim, the whole night, but don't leave it over till the next morning. But the next morning, there'll be a psul nicer. So right, the pasuk is not talking about chaygu, does not mean a chiyuv to bring a korban chagigam. Chaygu could just mean to have a feast, that's all. That's what the pasuk talks about, don't leave over the chaylev and echnami. That's talking about that if somebody does decide to bring a korban, then the emurim, you should make sure to burn by nighttime and not to the next morning. So, habo bizman chag hudula yolin. Mashma only the kabonis you bring bizman of yomtiv. Then you can leave over the fast in the next morning. Ha de chol hashana kula yolin. But the whole year round, you are allowed to leave over the fast. It's not true. The pasuk says kol alayla ad aboikiksiv. By kabonis it says when you makter a korban, you bring a korban by daytime. The lachr is the emurim. You're allowed to burn the whole night. But I call upon him, call a lila ata boikik save until the morning. When it comes the next morning, and you did not burn the fats of the animal last night, the fats become nicer, and it's also to burn it right now. The Rashi says, I call a shon yalini, you want to tell me if it's mia. Plus it's ata boikik save. Hiya oila, al moitala mezbeh, call a lila. So we dash an ada boikir. That mikanon ulamedim, shemala, call a lila, vorma pdorim, shokabonis. Any korban that you made the shechita b'yoyim, you're allowed to burn the emurim, the parts of the animal that has to be burnt on the mizbeach, the whole night time. But once it comes, elos hashachar, the morning star comes down in the morning, it has the shame yoyim already, it's also to burn it. The nifsa lobelina, there's a psul lina chal on the emurim and you can't burn it. So it's not a din dafka and joy in yomtif, it's a din the whole year round. So it more sounds like this. Dilma imehi, imehu avimino, huhuli asay, soni nisar asay, Kolala la boyke means the mitzvah is to burn it at night. If you don't burn it by night, you're over in Israel. But I don't know you're over a lav yet. Because of Rachmona Hai, lalav. The Torah says another time that loyolin, for loyolin chelav chagi at boyke, teach me there's a lav. Both of them are talking true by kavonis. But the lashon of chaygu, by a chayguli, does not have to mean the korban, it could just mean a big suda. So tomorrow, lalav, kosu kurachrin, we have another pasuk to say there's a lav. You're not allowed to leave over the fats. The pasuk says, v'lo yolim min abosur asher tizbach veriv, v'yam arishon abayker. It says clearly, when you brought a korban by day, you can't leave over the chaylev over the night till the next morning. So you have a lav already. For the Gemara v'dum a lav rola v'shnei lav in v'yesei. Enechnami. The Torah says twice a lav, that any korban you brought, the chaylev, the emurim, you can't leave over overnight. And if you do, you're over two lavs, and an isra say. But still, we have no proof to say, when the Torah says lashon of v'chagoysa moysa chag l'ashem, that lashon does not mean a korban chagiga. Maybe it only means a feast to have a suda. So Gemara says that chami el asya midbar midbar. Learn out the Gzera Shavah from the word midbar.
All right, turn over.